Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
I suppose that I have many favorite Bible verses. Today I want to talk to you about one of them, James chapter 4, verse 6, where God talks about giving grace to the humble. Here we go, James chapter 4, verse 6. Let me read that to you. It says, "But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." You know, when we look at this beautiful verse, James chapter 4, verse 6, in some depth, we see first that God gives more grace. That's a beautiful thought right there. Then we see that God resists the proud. Now, look at that blessed contrast that he makes in James chapter 4, verse 6, that God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. To be in God's grace means to be in a place of favor and acceptance before him. And how can we stand in this place of favor? As we grow up, we learn how to gain favor and acceptance from other people. We learn how to become people pleasers. All this can work in making other people like us, but none of that really works in obtaining favor from God. We can't gain God's grace by trying to be good children, nor can we earn enough or give enough money to his work so that God's approval is earned. Instead, we come into a place of grace that is favor and acceptance by faith. When we come to Jesus in faith, he directly gives us the grace of God. It's that simple. Just like Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, "I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus." Now, with this kind of direct access to God's favor, we might wonder why people aren't always lining up to receive this grace, this favor, this approval from God. And I'll tell you why. It's because the proud man or woman rejects the grace of God. Because under grace, God won't consider any of their goodness or worth. You see, the goodness or worth that they think they have, God rejects it. By definition, grace is undeserved favor. It's given apart from any consideration of goodness or worth in the one who receives. The proud person doesn't want to have anything to do with a system that will not take into account what a marvelous person they are. So the proud person rejects grace and is resisted by God. Grace and pride are irreconcilable enemies because pride demands to have its worth glorified, and grace refuses to consider it. Now, on the other hand, the humble ones realize their unworthiness and their complete inability to be worthy. Yet, they find themselves blessed on another principle outside of themselves. They are the ones who say, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." They recognize that God owes them nothing except for judgment. When they come to God with such humility, they find his favor and approval are there waiting for them. And for everyone who will come to God with an honest recognition of their own sin and unworthiness. Now, it isn't that we earn grace by our remarkable humility. Instead, the humble are naturally open to God's grace given freely in Christ. Pride proves we disagree with God's plan of grace because it isn't based on earning and deserving. Humility demonstrates that we agree with his plan. We recognize both our unworthiness and God's greatness. So what do? We put away our pride, and in humility, we enjoy the grace of God. So humbly, why don't you receive God's grace by faith today?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.